One of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies, GlaxoSmithKline, has agreed to publish all its medical research in future after being accused of withholding information about an antidepressant drug called Paxil, which is given to children. In a lawsuit filed in June, the New York Attorney General accused Glaxo of concealing studies that showed Paxil may not work when treating children and could lead to suicidal behaviour. Now the two sides have reached a deal to settle that lawsuit. With more details on that from New York, here's the BBC's Kate Noble.
Well, they've agreed to pay $2.5 million, which is not a great deal of money for them to pay, considering in 2003 Paxil brought in around $3 billion. Perhaps more significant, though, is that they've agreed to disclose information on all clinical studies of their drugs, generally within 10 months after the drug is first marketed by the company. Now, that's significant because this is basically what Elliot Spitzer was trying to get them to do. His complaint, when he's of course the New York Attorney General who brought the lawsuit, and his complaint went to basically the heart of the issue that there was information that the company knew about its antidepressant drug Paxil that it basically suppressed, that it did not distribute to consumers.
Yes, in other words, that there was some negative information out there which Glaxo didn't choose, this is the allegation, that Glaxo didn't choose to make public.
Absolutely. The lawsuit accused GlaxoSmithKline of concealing studies, actually concealing them, given that the company did 5 studies, apparently, on the use of Paxil, but only released 1 of the studies. And the allegation is that some of the other 4 contained some negative information, including that Paxil could lead to suicidal behavior when used by teenagers and by young children. So then the allegations being that because that is obviously something quite negative about the drug, that the company didn't want that information out there and thereby, again, allegedly, deliberately covered it up.
I mean, I suppose there are those who would argue, Kate, this is the tip of the iceberg, that if Glaxo has agreed to disclose information on all its clinical studies now of all of its drugs, in this case, do you think pressure is going to build on the other pharmaceutical companies to do the same, to publish all their results, whether they're good or bad?
Absolutely, and I think it already has. Eli Lilly, another drug company, has already said that it will also publish data on its trials, and I think the other companies will certainly come in line quite quickly. And that's all, I believe, part of Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's strategy. He basically files these lawsuits not so much because he wants to go to court and have a judgment about them, but the idea is to turn up the pressure and to solve an issue that he sees as important. And it seems, once again, he's been successful. He's turned up the pressure enough on GlaxoSmithKline that they've agreed to settle. They say it's because they want to avoid the time and cost of litigation,